All right, so yesterday we were having a, I don't know if it was a laugh. It probably wasn't a proper laugh because it was a serious situation involving Dallas SWAT and all kinds of hostage negotiators and crap that was going on at this hotel.
The Walnut Inn.
Called the Walnut Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, the Walnut Inn.
So I did a little investigation and looked up the Walnut Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And it is over off Walnut Hill and Harry Hines.
Yes.
Very affordable motel, seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on TripAdvisor and determined that they had the best review that I've ever seen of a hotel, which simply said, just no. Which got us to thinking, all right, what are the worst hotels in Dallas? And somebody sent you a link that had all, like, there's like 190 some odd hotels in the Dallas city limits.
I believe according to TripAdvisor, there were 198 in the city limits. And you know what? So that, everybody knows the best ones.
Of course.
Everybody,
the Omni,
the Crescent,
Crown Plaza.
Yeah. I mean, the big giant ones that hold all the events and everything. I mean, everybody's either been to some event there, maybe stayed there, had relatives stay there. Hotel Zaza. Palomar, whatever that is
those
now.
Those all get high marks on
yes.
the internet.
But you don't often dip your toes into
the lower end,
the other side of things. And we all have seen these too, I think.
You see them everywhere. They're usually out more in industrial areas, I-30, Ferguson, Dolphin, Samuel Boulevard, 20, Ledbetter. You know the words. You know the streets, right?
You might end up taking someone there.
Yeah.
For fun.
For an hour.
Or.
Yeah. To take a nap.
So we got together and compiled the bottom of the barrel, the 10 worst
bottom.
Motel hotels in the Dallas area. And clocking in at number 10 is Walnut Inn.
Glorious. All right?
Walnut Inn at Walnut Hill and Harry Hines. A reviewer reviewed this hotel and it simply said, just no. So what we did is we came up with the names, the locations of these hotel motels, and some of the more interesting reviews. Because, oh my gosh, this is just a mountain of gold. All right, at number 9, we check in with the Palace Suites Dallas.
Wonderful.
Heard of this one?
Don't think so.
This is over off Samuel Boulevard and Dolphin Road.
Oh, God. Okay. So that's right by Tennyson, right? Yeah,
exactly. So if you're playing a nice round of golf, you need a place to stay, you might look to the Palace Suites Dallas until you read the review that says, it's the scariest place I've ever stayed, a hotel biohazard.
Man, it sucks that
one
area,
star.
That damn area gets such a bad rap. Because that is a great city treasure that
I
we
agree.
Have over there, you know? That golf course is awesome. And yet, the, what is it? Palace Inn Suites?
Palace Suites Dallas.
It sounds regal.
It does.
Palace Suites.
All of these do. All of these do.
Over there, though, the further east and south you go, the worse things get.
Yeah.
Well, things aren't real good up north either, because clocking in at number 8 is the In-Town Suites Dallas, located at Preston and the Bush.
In-Town?
I-N-T-O-W-N.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, this one also has one star. One reviewer said, I cleaned off something red from the headboard. People were loitering outside and drinking, and I found human hair in the refrigerator.
Oh, God! This is off the Bush?
Yes.
Preston in the Bush.
Yeah, the In-Town Suites Dallas. I think this is one of those extended stay places.
Oh, where you live?
Yeah, like you could live there for a week or a month.
Man,
it probably is.
Those are, that's where it gets rough, Norm.
Those are the kind of places that you go when you get kicked out of your, of where you live.
Yeah, like your wife's like, not only are you're leaving now.
Yeah.
You get evicted.
Well, In-Town Suites will not be outdone because they clocked in at number 7 as well at their Forest Lane location,
which I believe
is over near Hamilton Park. Their review, there were drug deals going on in the parking lot and they were playing boom boom music.
Oh,
So many blunts, so many bitches.
Real reviews from TripAdvisor.
Boom, boom music. Yes. How grandpa is that?
It's that
boom.
Bass that scares Mike.
Yes. Yes, that bass that I don't like.
Yeah. Out there playing their boom, boom music.
That's it.
Damn boom. It.
All right, let's get back over. That's it. Let's get back over to Harry Hines, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Let's do.
Your old favorite neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
Let me interest you in the Anchor Motel.
Ah, yes. That is a Harry Hines perennial.
The Anchor
Been
Motel.
Been there forever.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, the Anchor Motel also got one star. Mm. And here's why. One of the many reasons why. We'll list this one. The owner did not use words to communicate, only pointed and grunted.
I've been accused of that by at least three of my ex-wives.
Pointed and grunted. It sounds like the giant from Game of Thrones, you know?
Right?
Snow.
Let's go to sunny South, well, not sunny South Dallas, but deep, deep, far South Dallas, Michael, because off of I-20 in Westmoreland, you will find America's Best Value Inn.
Oh, God. America's Best. How generic is that? It's America's Best Value Inn.
I-20 in Westmoreland.
Yes.
All right, this is kind of out
Lancaster.
Redbird Mall way.
Okay,
yeah.
Redbird.
Yeah, this is out Redbird Mall way.
All right. Well, what you can expect to find at America's Best Value Inn is one person wanted to take a shower.
Oh, no.
Opened the bar of soap in the shower, but there was no soap inside the wrapper. Instead, there was a roach.
What?
They opened up the piece of paper to get the soap in the shower, and when they pulled back the paper, there was no soap but a cockroach.
Oh, God.
Real life experiences.
Do you stay at that point? It is America's best.
Best value.
Well,
that's debatable as well. I love this simple review at clocking in at number 4, Studio 6 Dallas.
Oh, no. Where's that?
This is up near your neighborhood, buddy, in that little Beirut of Skillman and LBJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that is trouble.
This woman was so troubled that she really couldn't. She had to express her emotion right off the bat. It started, the review starts with, "Do not come here. I am in tears writing this." I mean, this one made a woman cry. It's so bad.
Oh, God. Who owns these places? Is this like the, I mean, are people moneied that have these? Are these corporations? Or, I mean,
a lot,
they just sound
no,
really.
No. These are independently owned, and a lot of them are, I don't know, from the
other
part of
the world
where wars are happening right now.
Okay.
India, Syria. It's a lot of people from that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
That come over here and run these
and somehow
crappy
they,
motels.
They own them and make money off them? I mean, are they charging $30 a night or something?
30 to 50. Super cheap.
Damn.
You remember our Super Bowl hotel in Houston?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the Curry Inn?
Yes,
that's what Mike
Curry
dubbed
Haven.
As the Curry Haven.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Curry Inn, the Curry Haven.
That place was weird, though, because, you know, the end of it, or the side of it that we were in wasn't that bad. But you could walk down the halls and keep on walking, and you eventually would get to the other side where they were renting rooms by the hour, and there'd be a couple of guys with a hot plate in there cooking up curry and stuff.
And it smelled so bad. And the further down the hallway you'd get, you'd hear like, "Don't come down here! Do not come down here!" Okay, don't worry about it.
God.
Yeah.
This was in Houston?
Yeah.
Get out of my cab! Who booked this, Cat?
No, this was
I don't know, whoever was
pre-cat.
Doing that at the time.
Yeah.
All right, we get to our top three, boys. The Alameda Motel, A-L-A-M-E-T-A, Alameda Motel on 35 and Regal Row.
Wait, so that's like
that's Stimmons.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Regal Row.
Mm-hmm. This review simply says, I am completely covered from head to toe in bed bug bites. Oh. The itching is unbearable.
Oh,
that's their review.
Man. Gross.
The review says that.
Boy, that would be the worst.
Yes.
And you don't know, right? Like, bed bugs, they're not, it's not like cockroaches. You can't really see them,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You don't find out until you've been eaten up.
Oh, yuck.
Let's move over to I-30 and Jim Miller.
Okay. All right, now we're out there by that, kind of a little bit east of Tennyson, toward the Grove.
Toward the Grove, yes, exactly. Boy, all neighborhoods are getting represented, aren't they?
Yeah.
You will find the Super N7.
Anything with super.
Uh-huh. I like the one-word review of no. Simply no.
No.
No. And this brings us to our number one worst hotel in the Dallas area. This would be the Royal Inn on Northwest Highway and 35.
Okay.
We got a little bit longer testimony here. There's nothing royal about this inn. The review says, signs in parking lot warned us of drug dealing and prostitution.
The parking lot of the hotel?
Yes. Had a sign warning its customers that there will probably be prostitution and drug trafficking.
Oh, my God.
The room door had dents in it as if it had been repeatedly hit with a blunt object. Turn TV on and immediately porn.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't have to pay for it?
No, he just turned it on and it was on porn.
Like one of their four channels is porn. ABC, CBS, NBC, and porn.
Strolling in the colon.
Booked the place for 2 days, but checked out after one. If you need a couple hours with a hooker, this place is for you.
God. Ugh.
5-0 has told me
mm-hmm.
that's where that action has moved to these days.
Really?
Yeah. In those hotels up yes. around Stemmons and Walnut Hill and Northwest Highway, like it used to go down on Harry Hines and then way back in the day on Cedar Springs,
right
down in Oaklawn. Now it's up there.
So like the, you know, that was the kind of the rumor when I was a kid, it was probably factual that if you wanted a hooker, they were on Harry Hines. That's not the case really anymore.
I'm sure it still is, but they probably operate in and out of these hotels.
Yeah.
They've kind of gone inside. They've kind of taken it inside.
God, how can anybody be that desperate for sex?
Seriously.
I mean, for real. These days.
I mean, it's not that great once you get it anyway, right?
I know, and with those people, ugh. God, at those places. And you got to suffer through bed bugs and blood.
Uh-huh.
And dents. And porn.
Yeah, dents and porn.
And instead of soap, you're cleaning your armpits with a cockroach.
Oh, gross.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you, TripAdvisor.
Yes, thank you, TripAdvisor.
Wonderful.